The Old Testament reading for Live Sundays from Isaiah, chapter 49. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exalt, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. This is the word of the Lord. Epistle is from Romans chapter 8. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. And they were bringing children to him, that is Jesus, that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. This is the gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As we celebrate Life Sunday today, we are reminded once again that life is a gift from God, a precious gift from your gracious and loving Father in heaven. You have a Father in heaven, dear believers, dear children of God. You have a Father who loves you. You have a Father who created you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You have a Father who cares for you from the foundation, before the foundation of the world, he elected you to be his very own, his child. From the moment you were conceived, from the tiniest of the unborn baby, to the last moment that you take your last breath, your life is a gift from beginning to end. The life of every human being is a gift, a precious gift from our Father in heaven. And we know this from the fact that God himself, the very Son of God, came down from heaven and became one of us. From the womb to the grave and beyond, Christ has sanctified the womb, our grave, and beyond. He died on the cross. He shed his blood that all men, all people, would have life. As I mentioned earlier in the announcements this morning, in our Bible study hour today, Terry Skoog is going to be presenting on, she's got her own title, but the topic is caring for loved ones with dementia. And I know that I kind of have gone through with her, and she's going to give you kind of maybe a different perspective, shed a little bit different light on the way that we have previously thought about it. And this is a good thing, because it would be good for us Christians to rebel against what we currently have in our culture today, which is a culture of death. It's a culture of death where babies are simply murdered for the sake of convenience, just tossed aside, thrown away as insignificant. A culture where on the other end of the spectrum, the elderly, the infirm, they too are often tossed aside, again for convenience, for the sake of time, for the pursuit of our own happiness. And sadly, those suffering with things like dementia, sadly, we think of them, when we visit with them, we think of them as already gone, as if they're no longer there, they're no longer with it, and they are almost as good as dead already. Now, it is sad, and it is a disease, but as sad and as grief-stricken as we get when someone that we love so dearly suffers with dementia, we Christians would do well to remember our epistle reading from Romans chapter 8. Nothing in all of creation can separate us from the love of God that he has for us in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we cling to God and his promises to us. In fact, we sing for joy, as the Old Testament reading selected for today from Isaiah 49 says, we sing for joy in this promise. The Lord promises, can a woman forget her nursing child? Well, the answer should be no, of course not. Can a woman forget her nursing child that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Yet, even these may forget. Even if that were possible, our Lord says, yet I will not forget you. The Lord promises that he will never forget us. And he will never forget the ones who belong to him, your loved ones, who are suffering whatever it might is, including dementia, whatever they might be suffering from. The Lord says, they belong to me and I will not forget them. For it is written, he says in our Old Testament, their names are written on the palms of his hands. He cannot forget them. They've been brought into his loving arms through the waters of holy baptism, made his own, forgiven, and made his children. Now, on this particular Sunday, Life Sunday, and on this particular topic, I would like to share with you a bit of a personal story. A little over 20 years ago, I think I called my dad yesterday, I think it was 21 years ago, that my dear, precious, godly, faithful mother was diagnosed with Huntington's disease. Some of you may know what this is. I don't have time to get into all of the details. I do want to note that it is an inherited disease, so if your parent has it, it's a 50-50 chance you either get this mutated gene and you have it or you don't. Well, her mother had it, so that would be my maternal grandmother passed this gene on to my mother. And I bring that point up now because I want you to know that things like this, when we get diseases like this, it's not someone's fault. It's not as if they committed some sin and now are paying the consequences of that sin. It's just simply the result of living in a sinful, fallen, corrupted world. Again, I don't have time to get into all the details of Huntington's disease, but over the years, there are a couple succinct explanations, descriptions of it that have stuck with me. One doctor said that it is like having Parkinson's, ALS, and Alzheimer's at the same time. Another doctor, and this one stuck with me as well, another doctor said it's the worst disease known to mankind. It's not a competition. But I can confirm it's pretty horrible. It's pretty horrible. As the disease has progressed, I've watched, unfortunately, at a geographical distance. It's just the nature of the ministry, being far from family. So I have been separated from her a bit, but I have watched as the disease has progressed and it has affected more and more of my mother's abilities. Her cognitive abilities, her physical abilities, and yes, her memory. In particular, her short-term memory has been severely affected. But I've also noticed during that time, as I've watched it progress, that she has become more and more dependent upon other people. She now, at this stage, she now relies upon other people to do everything for her, feed her, clothe her, all of it. You might say that she has become more and more childlike in her dependency, completely and utterly dependent upon others and upon God. Well, what does our Lord say in Mark chapter 10? Jesus welcomes the children. He welcomes his children of all ages. And we know that it's the children of all ages because he says this, "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." Complete, total dependence upon God who saves, like a child. That's faith. And this brings me tremendous comfort, because as forgetful as my beloved mother has become, I know, I trust that the Lord has not forgotten her, just as he promised. He loves her so much that he shed his blood to cover all of her sins, forgiving her, wiping her clean in the waters of baptism, and he rose from the dead to give her life, and life eternal. And recently, a few months ago, even shorter now, but the doctors gave her 6 months to a year to live. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what the Lord has in store for this last stage of her life. But I do know this. I know that the Lord is gracious. The Lord is merciful. The Lord is compassionate. And he is forgiving. He is merciful, gracious, compassionate, forgiving, far beyond our comprehension. Even if it were possible, even if one of his precious, beloved saints, one of his children who believe in him, could possibly forget him, to the point where you and I wonder when we talk to the people, is it even possible? Have they forgotten? Well, the Lord promises, even if that were possible, I will not forget you. She is not forsaken. She is not forgotten. Her life matters, even at this stage in life, from the beginning to the end, her life matters, and it is not to be tossed aside at any stage. As much as she is loved and cherished by me and my family, she is loved and cherished by her Father in heaven all the more, and by her Lord Jesus Christ. And thanks be to God, as he promises to us in Romans 8, nothing in all of creation, not even this sickness, not even this disease, not even dementia, can separate anyone, any of his children, from the love that God has for them in Jesus Christ. He will not forget. You know, when I call on those suffering with dementia as a pastor, I usually go through an abbreviated service. We have all of the parts, the confession and absolution, a brief reading of scripture, and a brief exposition or a sermon. A lot of times as I'm doing this, I don't get a whole lot of interaction. And I think to myself, there's probably not much being comprehended about what's being read here and what I'm saying, speaking God's word to them. But you know what? When it comes time to confess the Apostles' Creed, you know, the Apostles' Creed, that confession of faith, of our childlike faith and trust and dependence upon God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, when it comes time to confess the Apostles' Creed, they're right there with me. Every single word. And then when it comes time to pray the Lord's Prayer together, again, they are right there with me. Every single word. This is true of my mom. And it's very likely, I would suspect, very likely true of those loved ones that you have who suffer from something similar. And when this happens, which, by the way, is a plug for why, you know, a traditional worship service with the creed and with the Lord's Prayer, all of those things are so beneficial, because later in life it's there and it's not going anywhere. But when this happens, all I can do is smile. And I remember Isaiah 49. And I thank God. I rejoice. I sing for joy that God keeps his promise. Even these may forget, even if it's possible for them to forget, yet I will not forget you, the Lord says. Faith like a child, complete and utter dependence upon the God who saves, who comes and saves us unworthy sinners. That's life lived under the cross of Jesus Christ. That's life lived in faith. That even in the midst of suffering, even in the midst of disease, even in the midst of confusion, even in the midst of grief, faith is still there, still hoping, still clinging, still trusting in Christ, still trusting in his life, his death, his resurrection, and his promise to care for us from the very beginning of life to the final breath and beyond. Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. On account of God, on account of him sending his son, Jesus Christ, our Father in heaven will never forget my mother. Never. He will never forget the unborn. He will never forget your loved ones who are in Christ but yet suffering in this world and in this life. And he will never forget you. Never. I have one more thing to add to my personal story that I just shared. If you remember, I said that it is a 50-50 chance that the Huntington's gene will be passed down to the next generation. If you have it, then eventually in life you will get it. Well, I have two siblings. I have an older sister and I have a younger brother. All three of us have been tested. There is a genetic test that you can take to see if you have this gene or not. And by God's grace, which our family considers to be a miracle from God above, not a single one of us have it. Life is a precious gift. It is a precious gift from your loving and gracious Father in heaven. And like our Father in heaven who loves and cherishes us and cherishes every bit of our life, we too cherish life. Every life, from beginning to end. Because life continues. This earthly life is not all that there is. Life is eternal. So every person that you come into contact with is an eternal being, an eternal soul for which Christ died. Together with our fellow eternal beings, we wait. We wait for Christ's return, the resurrection of the body, that glory that is not worth comparing to the present suffering that we read about in Romans 8. As together we wait for the resurrection of the body and our perfect life in the new heavens and the new earth with our Lord and Savior, face to face with Jesus Christ and with our loved ones in perfection. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.